Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and narration which has been narrated from our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about a concept which is kind of popular today and sometimes is used, by a lot of politicians to promote their own personal, interests, but nevertheless doesn't necessarily have to be against religion, as we can see in reflected in this beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq says there are five attributes such that whoever does not even possess one of them does not have much to admire. So if somebody, there's five attributes, five qualities. If somebody doesn't have any of them, this person should not be admired. These are loyalty, the first one. Second, organization. So the first one is loyalty, al-wafa. The second is organization, tadbir. The third is modesty, perhaps also translated as shame, al-haya. The fourth is good temper, or he also could be translated as having good manners, husnul khulq. And finally, the Imam says, the last, which bring together all of these, is the attribute of freedom, al-hurriyat. Perhaps the reason why this last attribute is the most important, and it brings together all of these other attributes, is that if somebody doesn't possess the quality of freedom, then the other qualities will not exist. I mean, by here, we don't mean freedom like political freedom or even the idea that a person is not a slave, rather, even though this could also be an instance, an extension of the concept of freedom here, but it probably means something like spiritual freedom, not being attached to and enslaved by one's passions and such, so and so forth. For example, if somebody is attached to money and another person, gives him some money to keep with him for a time being, right? And asks him to hand it back over when, at a later date, if the person is not free and he's attached and enslaved by his passion and love for the world, obviously he won't be loyal in his his undertaking, and he'll probably usurp the money or use it unlawfully. Same thing goes with haya or shame. Like, for example, if somebody is enslaved by his passions, right, he won't be shameful, right? He will be succumb to his passions, and he will not be able to be modest and chaste. Same thing goes with having good manners and the other attributes which have been mentioned in this beautiful hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at freedom and the importance of freedom in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد